it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have just gone to behind the paywall of one of the main North Carolina Tar Heel websites, and I'm going to read you directly what their insider, Andrew Jones, what he just posted. The reports on X that Bill Belichick has been fired are not true. That said, potential exit strategy discussions took place this morning. It doesn't mean Belichick will be fired, but preliminary conversations about the situation and its many prongs, effect, etc., were up for discussion.
Theme song.
Oh, whoa. I like this one. I see where you're going with this one. So that audio was from the three-man front on WJOX, where the jocks come to play football.
Is that really called JOX?
I don't know. Dan said it in my ear, so I'm trusting Dan. That's what I'm going with.
Wow.
But we have some borderline breaking news, and I'm going to read to you from Pro Football Talk, which is always right, except when they're wrong, like when they reported Terry Bradshaw died 25 years ago, and I still watch him every single Sunday on my Fox.
How about Andy Kaufman?
Shows. Bill Belichick coached the Patriots for 24 seasons. He may not finish one at the college level, is the first sentence of the report on Pro Football Talk. And they are citing a report that I tried to read, but these smart son of a guns have it behind a paywall. They know when they're in the spotlight.
It's,
they can make
what is
some
it?
Coin.
Via at heel 24/7, I believe, also is the
24/7 Sports, which is owned by CBS. Andrew Jones, not that one. Not that
Wait,
Andrew
the Curacao
Jones.
Kid?
Not Andrew Jones, that one. Different Andrew Jones. Okay. Quote, CBS reports the potential exit strategy discussions occurred this morning at North Carolina. And while it doesn't mean Belichick will be fired, quote, preliminary conversations about the possibility have occurred. The goal reportedly would be to eliminate or minimize Belichick's buyout. He had $30 million guaranteed, so there's $20 million for the next 2 years. So clearly they're looking to fire him. Because if you're removed with cause, that's how you get out of the buyout. If you're not removed with cause.
Correct. Then you have to pay
you
full
have to pay the
you
buyout.
Have to pay full freight.
So they're
so
talking
what
about,
is cause? What is cause going to be? The
let
way
me, if you let me continue, I'll tell you.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's more to the report.
The fast rolling snowball seems to be related to accounts of potential rules violations. We read the report the other day here from WLARARL, I don't know, some TV station down there that was talking about tickets. And some players being allowed on the field while other players are not, access passes for parents. Well, one assistant coach has already been suspended for that violation. That was improper benefits. Even in the NIL era, there still are some rules for college football. And this week, the reports emerged that the assistant coach was suspended for providing extra benefits to players' families, and players were selling free tickets they had received for games, which apparently also.
This sounds like some Jim Tressel level action.
Jones reports, citing an unnamed source, there are many other violations that have occurred, many on the recruiting front. So apparently the program has a ton of violations in the short time, less than a year that Bill Belichick has been there. Jones adds at this end as his opinion on the matter, I don't think it's a lock that Belichick coaches the Cal game. That is their next game. They have a bye weekend this week. A week from now, they will play Cal. There is already speculation that he may not coach that game.
Does he come back and be interim defensive coordinator for the Patriots?
I don't think that's happening. I don't believe he's
great
welcome in Foxborough.
Think alike. There
even
you
though
go.
They said he was welcome in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And by the way, they have a defensive coordinator. His name is Zach Hardcore, and he's doing a great job
yes,
with
he
the
is.
Unit. Bill Belichick is absolutely blowing up his legacy right now. And from a North Carolina perspective, it's also very interesting because the normal chain of events here might be, oh, you get rid of the coach. He's running a terrible program. To promote one of his assistants, are you going to promote Steve Belichick and make him the interim head coach at North Carolina? Feel like that's not going to happen. Freddie Kitchens, whose offense has been horrific and part of the reason they stink at North Carolina.
Well, not having a quarterback, having two quarterbacks who can't really play that well, which means you have none.
So All you people who told Ted Johnson that he was crazy when he said this was going to be a debacle, it wouldn't end well, that North Carolina should look to get out of this deal with Bill Belichick before he had even coached a game, you owe him an apology. Because Ted? I can't remember a disaster at this level this early. First-year coach who is five games in, mm-hmm. and he hasn't won a real football game at the college
level.
What are
you talking about? Richmond is a powerhouse.
No, it isn't. Not on the ACC level. Nope. Also not ACC. I kind of pushed back when Paul Feinbaum made the comment yesterday that Belichick is going down the path toward being the worst coach in the history of college football.
That takes talent.
If he doesn't make it to the Cal game, he's going to have, I don't know if he's the worst coach, he's going to have the worst tenure of any coach in college football history. I think Stiz has the Feinbaum audio.
I mean, we're talking about Bill Belichick, who is the greatest NFL coach in history. Right now, Jeff, he's working toward being the worst coach in college football history. That's how bad he is. There's nothing to be happy about. It's an abject disaster. I feel badly for the guy because it seemed like a good idea at the time. But right now, I mean, who in their right mind would want to go play for him?
That's absolutely not true.
Okay, yeah, it never seemed like a good idea.
How do you actually, like, how do you balance on the scales of career judgment the idea that you were the greatest or one of the greatest pro coaches, but somehow managed to be the worst college football coach? Like, where do you lose your mind? Is somewhere in that 5 years from Brady's departure to now, did he just lose all fastball?
No, I just think he was so ill-prepared to survive in the college game. You could argue it's also the hardest time to survive in college football with NIL and transfer portal and free agency. And he made the comment in one of his early press conferences, well, I think NFL free agency prepares me for this. This is very similar. But right. It's a massive transition for anyone, never mind a guy who literally has never done it and is 73 years old. And to think Mike Lombardi, I'll give my buddy $1 million to be the GM and he'll figure this out and we'll go to Tabor Academy and we'll recruit these guys and then we'll go to these other mid-major schools or whatever, South Alabama, we'll buy a quarterback. I mean, it's not really surprising. This is a little bit like Matt Patricia coaching the offense. Like, how did you expect this to work?
That was reasonably functional. Like, they at least scored 23 points.
You broke a quarterback.
Wow.
You ruined a guy's career. You cost Mac Jones somewhere in the range of $250 million. Well, so don't tell me it was functional and productive.
They can write a check.
I mean.
No, but I'm saying, like, that team still went 8-9. That team still averaged 23 points a game. They didn't only score 4 points a game.
That team had talent.
I know. That's the point here. Even as much of a debacle as that was, it is not as debacle-rific as what's going on now in North Carolina. They beat two teams that honestly wouldn't probably beat Walpole High School. And on top of that now, there's the multiple violations and the sideline shenanigans he's putting on with Princess Sparkle Pants and everything else. Andy, he is tarnishing his legacy to a point where this will not be looked upon as the Michael Jordan on the Wizards portion of his career. This is going to be looked upon as, oh, really? You thought you could win without Brady, huh? Well, not only could you not win with Brady at the pro level, you couldn't win with Brady or anybody else on the collegiate level. By the way, he relocated his entire family. It took Steve out of Washington, where he had a great job as Jed Fish's defensive coordinator.
He's an adult. He could have said no, Dad.
Did he have any idea it was going to go this poorly, too?
Has he been around his dad recently?
Andy, I think this is catching. I think you had your intuitions as to why this would go poorly. So did Ted. And if Ted has a vendetta with Bill, that's fine, too. I don't think that really colored and tainted this that much. Not a single person in the world thought it would be this bad.
Okay.
This bad.
I asked you guys this yesterday, and I've genuinely been wondering this myself. You asked, famously, Drake May, if he cared about winning.
Yes.
Did Bill really care about winning, or was this like a quick grab bag? I'm going to go to UNC. I really don't care what my record is. I'm getting $20 million. I'll get my buddy Mike Lombardi a mill. I'll get my kid a job. I'll get him a quick bag. Like, did he really care about winning and what this may or may not do to his legacy? Probably not thinking it would tarnish it as bad as it seems.
He has a massive ego, so I don't think he ever thought it would be this bad.
Because 20 million is 20 million.
I think his ego says, worst case scenario, I'm Mac Brown. And we go 7-6 or whatever they did last year that got Mac Brown fired.
I'll buy that.
I think that's what he sees as the worst case scenario. He didn't see wheels fall off. Oh my God, I could
Did
get
he
fired.
See 48-14 in the opener with people leaving in the third quarter?
No. I don't know who that is.
There is no chance that he saw that. And I think he knew he would bring eyeballs and attention. And Stiz, you were like, oh, they're selling out season tickets. He knew he could do that. He knew just going like this, holding up the rings, that would work.
So you're telling me that this may affect UNC's bid to become an SEC team?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to add to that. And it's also tarnishing. I keep going back to this. I don't know if people realize how great a school UNC is. This is annoying people on the academic side of things. Like, we're not an Ivy League, but we're on that
no,
level.
No, they're Ivy.
School.
They're like Vanderbilt. They're
right,
Ivy
adjacent. They're not
adjacent.
An Ivy League. I mean,
no.
You can't say you're in the Ivy League if you're not in the Ivy League.
You can call yourself the Ivy
and
League.
And this is tarnishing the overall. This is a massive story. Despite what some texters want to say, why are you talking about? This is a massive story in the world of football, professional football, college football, sports, and
New England sports, for sure.
Thanks to Jordan, pop culture. She brought in sort of a casual football / the tabloids kind of TMZ fan to this. This is a massive story that no one could have seen unfolding probably this horrifically and this detailed. You know, you go back to the podcast with Charlotte Wilder, like, oh, Jordan has been basically stalking them and making them talk on the phone for like 5 hours to tease them that she might do a podcast with them. Like,
hi, it's the world. What does she introduce herself
as? I'm the president of your world.
But yeah.
Like, no one could have ever seen those aspects of this, or Bill at the Miss Maine pageant at some Holiday Inn that Stiz was supposed to go to.
By the way, she finished third. Doesn't he hate losers?
He can't hate losers anymore unless he hates himself.
Yeah,
he
I'm really sure that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The straight-laced academic types, you know, like the teachers with tenure at UNC and all these real, like, they have definitely been embarrassed by this.
There's
you know,
quotes.
Their friends are calling them, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
no.
There's quotes that those people are anonymously quoted as saying, we sold our soul, that's clear. Now I just wonder, are we going to get anything in return for it?
There wasn't, here's the thing. I think North Carolina will not emerge from this in a sympathetic light. I think North Carolina will recover quickly because while there was some circus-level sideshow when Belichick took the job back in the spring, it wasn't even close to the debacle that it's become now.
617-779-7937. Is Bill Belichick tarnishing his legacy? Is he doing damage to his reputation? Is he still the greatest coach in football history, if you ever believed that at all? Some of us didn't, including his GM, who wrote a book and said Paul Brown, the guy I believe is the greatest coach in football history. But is he doing permanent damage, or are we simpletons? Do we just, when he passes on, when they write the obituary, is it all about Bill Belichick, the 6-time Super Bowl champion in New England, won a couple more titles as a defensive coordinator? Does this get bumped down the obituary? Is this a bottom extra piece of information? Or is he doing legitimate damage to his reputation the way he did in the post-Brady Patriots tenure in New England?
Okay, so you have people in the Twitch chat right now. Scrumple Stiltskin, great name. Fully tarnished, has now lost all aura. Where else could he go? Like, he's just made himself a gridiron pariah.
Oh, yeah, no, he done. Whenever he leaves North Carolina, he is absolutely done. I don't even think the jokes. Remember the jokes? Oh, he'll go coach Nantucket. They need a high school coach or the Nantucket lacrosse team. I don't think there's a person in America that would hire Bill Belichick to coach their team, whether they were 5-year-olds, 20-year-olds, or 35-year-olds. He is unhireable when it comes to an end at North Carolina.
I would argue, though, Andy, if Bill does not finish the season and he is indeed let go, our bet is off. He didn't get a chance
Absolutely
to finish the
not.
Season. They didn't let him.
Five
they didn't
games
let
in.
The brilliance play out.
Nope. You're not going to be one of those people, are you?
That would be a wash. He didn't
You're
get
not going to be a welcher at that level.
I mean, technically, the bet would be null and void.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
Thank you.
I don't know how you live with yourself.
Now, Andy.
That's something Bill would do. That's very Belichickian of you.
Now,
he wouldn't pay his debts either.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
A brokered sort of like, you know, there's going to be a buyout with Belichick. They don't want to pay him the full $30 million.
They're trying to get out of the buyout. They're trying to say that he is being fired cause.
Okay, if he was winning right now.
He told parents not to talk to him.
Well, I mean, he spared them some time dealing with his awkwardness.
To be fair, talking to him, not always a great experience.
Not the greatest experience. But this is 100%. You can look at it as like, oh, the sideshow and circus. Oh, you can look at these minor rules violations. This 100% is because the team sucks.
Yeah, and the team sucks because he put the team together. 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick, is he done at North Carolina?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.